listening to the Purple Project Podcast.
What's up, K-State Nation? Another edition of the Purple Project Podcast Daily continues. Eddie Greer here for the Purple Project Podcast, all about Kansas State athletics here. And we turn our attention now to soccer. Getting you guys caught up on what's been going on at N. And Marissa Wetchell continues her scorching start this year for the K-State soccer team as she leads her team to a 2-0 shutout at home yesterday afternoon against UTRGV. Yesterday afternoon, junior Marissa Wetchell put her name atop of the K-State record again yesterday afternoon at Buser Family Park as the Wildcats obviously shut down UTRGV 2-0. This was a non-con game yesterday as well. And K-State making history yesterday, tying a school record for non-conference wins in a season with 5, which was originally established in the 2017 season. And then a couple of quotes here from head coach Mike DeBene. Quote, "We wanted to be a lot more urgent than we have been in the last few games," said Mike, coach DeBene. And then quote, "Can we be on our front foot, creating a lot of opportunities for our attack? Post wasn't nice to us today, but that's the game of soccer, and we got the W." They sure did as well here. Obviously, as both these goals scored in the first half, Marissa Wetchell's fifth goal of the season in the 18th minute. Assist was credited to Brooklyn Enitz there. And then, of course, really, 10 minutes before the halftime intermission there, Porter List gets on the board for the first time this year. She scored her first goal of the year, and the assist was credited to Yarnell Williams. Yarnell Williams. And this one, List scored that one from almost 20 yards out in the game. So, K-State was on the move early. They scored all their goals in the first half there. As well, and a note on Wetchell here, Marissa set the school record for game-winning goals in a season with 3. This was Wetchell's fifth goal of the season. Well, obviously, I just said that, which ties her for second in school history for goals in a season already. And she's pretty much on her way to possibly really breaking that with 9 games in for the K-State soccer team with her 10 points this season. Wetchell is the third Wildcat in program history to register 10 or more points in a season. That is tied for third yet again. And a quote here from Marissa Wetchell, quote, "I have to thank my teammates. All these goals are assisted, so I'm getting great balls in to finish them. That's my way of contributing to the team moving forward. I'm so happy I can help get it done." And she did right there as well. Coming up, kind of the wrap up the stats statistical sheet here. Marissa Wetchell, 6 shots, 2 of them were on goal, and of course one of them went through the net. Porter List had 2 shots on goal, 2 shots, 1 of them were on goal, and 1 of them obviously hit the net, 50%. Brooklyn Enitz had an assist in this game. Like I mentioned, a shot on goal, which did not connect, 6 shots in the game. Rue Yarnell Williams, 3 shots, 2 of them, 66% of them went on goal, none of them connected, and she had the assist there to Porter List late in the first half of the game. K-State soccer team now sits at 5-4 overall, and they'll head in to this next conference game, which looks like it's going to be Thursday night. Yeah, Thursday night against Texas at home on the Big 12 Now ESPN Plus network. So you have ESPN Plus, you can tune into that, K-State Nation, for that as well. Big game, conference game, obviously. Texas comes into Buser Family Park. K-State looks to continue to build this momentum here. It's been kind of last few weeks been kind of up and down after to start off the season for the soccer team. Open up with a 3-game winning streak. It's been up and down since then, but hopefully they can start to rack up a couple more wins here, get on a little bit of a streak like they did at the start of the season. So, but the big thing is here, Texas this Thursday at Buser Family Park there. So if you're here in Manhattan, Kansas, like I am, come out, go out, support the soccer team. They've been turning out some good performances this year overall. If you can't do it, Big 12 now on ESPN Plus will carry the match right there. K-State, 5-4 soccer team on the year so far. And they welcome Texas to Buser on Thursday evening. The Purple Project Podcast. Get it wherever you listen to podcasts. That's going to be it for me, Eddie Greer, signing out. Go Cats. This has been another edition of the Purple Project Podcast Daily.
Thanks for listening to the Purple Project Podcast. Get it wherever podcasts are found on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Audio Boom, and more. We'll talk to you on the next edition of the Purple Project Podcast.